Hello?
Hi, is that Ms. Rooney?
Yeah, can I speak to someone?
Hi, my name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to our application.
Jamie.
Are you okay to speak for a moment?
Hi, Phil.
Perfect. I just need to complete data protection, so can you confirm your date of birth for me?
6th of the 10th, 1983.
Was that the 6th of the 10th?
Yeah, 6/10/1983.
Right, for some reason we've got August down, so let me just...
Oh no, October.
October 1983. Right, okay, and can you confirm your postcode?
It's ML28, D for Peter, W for Window.
Right, that's perfect. Just let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So, I sent you an email last week, just in relation to what we need to proceed from this position. So essentially, I need you to consider and sign all the documents, and then we need to have a conversation just to discuss essentially what we're doing, where we're going from this point, and for me to explain some of the compliance and process parts of the application. So what I'll do is now, I'm going to resend the documents to you, so just bear with me one moment. Do you still use your email?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me have a look. I think you've actually, you signed those documents.
I was just about to say that. I have signed something, I'm not sure. I'm computer illiterate, pal, right? I'm going to be honest with you, I'm so crap with it. So I do try my best, right? But I did do an electric signature thing and then forwarded it on, but I didn't know if it worked or not.
Yeah, no, it came through. The only thing was is that I'm going to have to resend just two of the documents to you because, as I said, your date of birth was taken down incorrectly. So
yeah.
6th of October 1983, so I'm just going to resend. It's only two documents on you. There'll be three documents. They all come through on one. Your conditional fee agreement's absolutely fine. It's just the actual application forms. They have your date of birth on, so we need to ensure they are accurate. So I'm resending that to you via email now. So if you're computer illiterate, I'm happy to turn the phone with you now. If you just bring up your email.
I'll just go right into my email then.
Yeah, go into your emails, refresh it. It should be with you in a couple of moments.
Right, I'm on October. That's one, the blue highlighted bit.
Yeah, so you just need to sign it again, as you did with the first ones. Just give it a little squiggle with your signature. It's the exact same forms that you've previously been sent, but it's just got your actual date of birth on, not the one that's been taken care of.
Oh, God, these are the worst things to try and sign, aren't they?
It's really hard on your phone, isn't it?
Right, so I've signed it and would I just click on that execute all documents?
Yes, that's the one.
Right, that's it done, pal.
Perfect. So that will find its way back to me shortly. Okay. Are you okay to have a conversation now, just so I can make sure all the information is correct that we have on the file, and then I can take a few more details just in relation to some of the documents we're going to have to request.
Just give me 2 seconds to take you off loudspeaker, pal.
Yes, of course.
Right, aye, that's us.
Right, perfect. So, what I'm going to do is, you should have already been advised of all this at the outset, but I'm just going to do my due diligence, make sure everything's correct on file, and then I'll be able to let you know where we go from here. Okay?
Okay.
Right, perfect. So, let me just bring it up. So, the purpose of this call is for me to explain a few things to you. So, initially, the Scottish Redress Scheme, are you fully aware of what the Scottish Redress Scheme is?
I've seen adverts and all that for it, let's say, on Facebook and stuff. That's how I picked up contacting you.
Yeah, so essentially, it's like a government compensation scheme for anyone who was in a recognised care setting prior to 1st of December 2004 and who have suffered abuse. So, the abuse couldn't span anything from neglect to emotional, physical, and sexual, okay? So yep. dependent on obviously the severity of the abuse impact type of compensation, we can hopefully get you from the scheme.
Yes.
Okay. So okay. what I do need to explain is how we work. So here at MMA, we operate on a conditional fee agreement, which is often referred to by many people as a no win, no fee.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's several ways in which you can do this application. So you can ask us, you can do it on your own. That means we wouldn't assist you. And we wouldn't be able to obviously get all the records in for you, do all essentially the legwork, the corresponding with the scheme, and provide you with the pragmatic advice when the scheme, or if the scheme at the end make an award. Okay.
Okay.
So there is that option. There's another option where you can instruct the solicitor who operates under the legal payment fee scheme. Okay, so that's essentially, there's some firms who are paid directly by the Scottish Government to help you with your application. So okay. they get up to approximately £2,000 plus VAT, but they get paid whether you win or lose. So even if you don't get any of them, they get their money, okay? We're here, we don't operate under that scheme. We're a completely independent law firm, and we do not claim any of the fees from the government. So if you decide to proceed with us, you choose them private legal representation. As I said, it's under a conditional fee agreement, and we essentially operate on a success fee basis. So if your application's unsuccessful, you pay nothing. If you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing, okay? However, if your application is successful and you receive an award from the scheme, our fees are capped at no more than 20% of your payment. So even if we spend 50 hours on your application, assisting you, going through all the documents, drafting witness statements, corresponding with the scheme, we would never charge any more than 20%. Okay, so you've got that peace of mind, that's the most you will ever pay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have to let you know that there's no guarantee of success.
Yeah.
Okay. So your application may be unsuccessful, the scheme may not make an award at all. It completely depends on obviously the evidence we can collate and the witness statement we put forward. Okay. But we do have to give you that caveat. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So in terms of what we do for you, so we will determine whether you're eligible to apply to the scheme, which from our initial conversation, it does appear that you are. We will gather and review all your evidence. So I do appreciate there's quite a lot of evidence and much of it is historic that we have to obtain. And so we do all that on your behalf. We get all that evidence in. We then review that evidence. We take out the salient pieces of evidence that are going to support your application and evidence the abuse or the time you spent in care. Okay. We will prepare and submit the application. We will correspond with the scheme themselves, and we'll do all the dialogue in that respect. When it comes to an offer of an award being made by the scheme, we will then explain that offer to you, and essentially we'll get independent legal advice on whether that offer should be accepted or not. And we will also assist you with a reconsideration of the review process. So that essentially means if we feel that the offer made by the scheme is not acceptable or it's on the lower end, we can then create a reconsideration of that to hopefully see if we can bring it up for you. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to explain to you that if a redress offer is made, you'll have to sign something called a statutory waiver. Okay, so that essentially means that if you accept the payment, you're waiving your rights to try and bring any civil claims against any institutions. Okay, do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this should have been explained to you at the outset when you first signed your document in the initial conversations, but there's a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. So that essentially means you can cancel the agreement without any reason at all within the 14 days. Can you recall that being explained to you at the outset?
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's absolutely fine. So what I also need from you, and I'll follow up with an email following this call, is I need either photographic identification, so that you have a bus pass, a passport, a driver's license, anything along those lines?
I've got no photo ID at all. See, I think this is what stopped me before the last time. I think this is what stopped me because I don't have any photo ID.
Right, that's fine. That's fine. So in lieu of photo ID, we can accept 3 different proof of addresses. Okay, so I'll send you an email with what we accept in terms of a proof of address. It's usually just a letter. Dated with
council tax bill.
Yeah.
I've benefit awarded letters and things, headed letters, I kind of get that, aye. I've got them.
Perfect, yeah, they've all just got to be dated within the last 3 months, so that's what
that's fine.
So we just need that, obviously, to so we can prove who you are and just to comply with any anti-money laundering regulations that we have to. Okay, so at this point in the call, I'm just going to go over all the base information we've already got from you, ensure everything's correct. Is that okay?
Yep.
So I've already amended your date of birth, that's 6th of October 1983, and your email we have is kirsteenrooney83@gmail.com, is that correct? Your address is 229, and I do apologize.
Tambourdesson, I might put the pronunciation.
No, that's great, okay. So, let me have a look. So you're going to send the proof of addresses in. That's fine. Have you been diagnosed with any form of terminal illness?
No.
Right. Okay. And here I have a beneficiary added to the account of Levi Rooney. And
that's
what relation is that to you?
Pardon?
Is that your oldest son?
My oldest son. Yeah.
Yeah. What's Levi's date of birth?
It's the 8th of the 7th, 2006.
Right, okay. And what address does he reside at?
He's still with me.
Right, perfect. I'll pop that in. Right, perfect. I've got all that information saved now. Right, so in relation to the redress scheme, okay. There's two types of payments we can apply for. Under the agreement, we're pursuing an individually assessed payment. So there's a fixed payment, which is capped at £10,000. The individually assessed payment is where a closed panel from the scheme consider all the evidence we put forward, okay? And they can make an award of up to £100,000. So that's the type of application we'll be pursuing. Did you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So the care settings we have listed is, it says Maxton, Baltic Street, Bridgerton in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were there between 1986 and 1989.
Yeah.
And we have Craig Dew Children's Home between 84 and 86.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just got to ask some questions now. Have you ever applied to the advanced payment scheme?
No.
No, okay. Were you known by a different name by the one you use now when you were in care?
Sorry, can you say it again?
Sorry. Have you ever been known by a different name? So have you changed your name at all? No? Okay.
No.
Right, that's absolutely fine. Have you ever made an application to the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority?
No.
Right, and do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
Right, that's all perfect, thank you very much. So I'm just going to go over briefly the statements you provided. The first one is in relation to Craig Dew Children's Home. So you told us that you spent part of your childhood in Craig Dew Home is it Pollock Shields?
It's Paul Shields,
And it says that those years left marks on you that you're still trying to understand. You said every day you felt like a battle. The staff who were supposed to care for you were the same people who bullied you. They shouted at you, insulted you, treated you like it didn't matter. Sometimes they'd be physically abusive to you. Obviously, you're just a child at the time, you're confused and scared. There were days when the fear and the humiliation became too much and you attempted to run away. You said, looking back, it breaks your heart that a child felt safe and running into the unknown and staying in a place meant to protect them. That sounds correct.
Yeah.
Right, okay. In relation to Maxton, it says that you were 13 or thereabouts. You said it was worse, the staff shouldn't have been anywhere near vulnerable kids. They insulted you constantly, called you horrible names. They were physically abusive. The atmosphere wasn't very nice. It was heavy with fear and hopelessness. You said you weren't the only one suffering. A lot of the other kids were hurting too.
Yep.
Some of them self-harmed. Some tried to end their lives. Obviously, and you were there when all this was happening.
Yep.
It says here for the last 2 years you were there. You didn't even have a social worker. There's no one checking on you. Is that correct? Okay.
Yep.
It says you finally left the home when you were 16.
I left when I was 16. I get handed my keys and an envelope with gyro checks and tell good luck, and I never even get a follow-up to a social worker or nothing.
Right, okay. So you essentially just dazed the door and you left it to it.
Aye, that was it. Left to my own devices.
So, just so I can clarify the forms of abuse, so we've got physical, emotional, neglect, and I just have to ask this, was any sexual abuse?
No.
Right, okay. That's absolutely fine, thank you very much. Right, so all that information is fine. Let's move on. So, what I need now, so I've got those two institutions. What we're usually getting a bit of pushback from the National Records of Scotland, who request some information.
Well, I know, because I tried to get my records maybe about 10, 15 years ago, and they were told that there was no records.
Yeah, we usually get quite a lot of people telling us that as well. Okay,
yeah.
Don't worry about it, because obviously when it comes from a regulated law firm, they seem to have a little bit of a distance.
They seem to find them. Aye.
Yeah. But what we do need is, if at all possible, if you can recall, your parents' names, because sometimes they need further information to identify the relevant record.
My mother's name, Patricia, so she was either going by Rooney, McNabb or Velvis. That's a three. I think so. Rooney, obviously the same as mine. Oh, is it okay?
Sorry, yeah, it's we have a fire alarm test every Tuesday. There we go.
That's right.
That was
Rooney,
McNabb.
Rooney, McNabb, and McNabb is M-N-A-B.
Right, okay, yep. Is that it?
No, and then Selvus, S-E-L-V-U-S.
Right, okay, perfect. And can you recall your father's name?
My dad's name was Charles Rooney.
What was that, Charles?
Charles Rooney.
Charles Rooney, right, okay. And can you remember your address or the approximate area you lived in before you went into these institutions?
305 Caledonian Road, Gorbals, Glasgow.
Caledonian Road, Glasgow. Perfect, thank you very much. Right, yeah, I've got that information. So, from this stage, I now need your GP. So, do you...
My GP is the Logan's practice.
Logan's, L-O-G-A-N-S.
Yes, Logan's practice at the Holdsworth.
Holdsworth Centre. Yep,
and Wishaw.
Yeah, I've got that on Kenilworth Avenue.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, right, so I've got that information. So just to confirm, your mum's name is Patricia, because I'm just looking at my notes, and it says here, Margaret.
I don't know why it says Margaret. My mother's name's Patricia.
Right.
I have a wee sister called Margaret Mary, but she was never in care. My older sister, Charmaine, she was in care, but we don't speak, so I don't know if she would like to.
Right, okay, not sorry. Let me just update. So, Patricia Ruby, but it could have also been under McNabb. Right, I've added that in now as well. So you've got your GP as well. Because obviously you've never had any criminal convictions, we won't be making any requests to the police of Scotland. I do need to have some further questions now, just in relation to yourself. So do you take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
Okay. Do you abuse alcohol at all? And I say abuse because obviously there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol, but are you alcohol dependent or do you binge drink?
No, I don't. The 3-day hangovers are no worth it.
I agree. Right, okay. And then I do have to ask this question, it's rather silly. So have you ever attempted or had thoughts of self-harm or taking your own life?
Aye, but I've not had any treatment for it.
Well, yeah, but no, that's absolutely fine if there's no treatment, but you have had, is it self-harming thought, or you actually tried to?
Well, I used to self-harm when I was younger, obviously, when I was in care. I attempted suicide a couple of times in care, but it was pills. Not since I've kind of been maybe, well, after I had my son, so since I've been, like, 23, I've been fine since then.
Okay. Right. So is there any more institutions that you can think who may have any information in relation to your time of care? So obviously, we're going to be making applications to your information to, obviously, the children's homes or their local authorities if they're no longer in existence. We'll get your medical records as well, and we'll ask the local councils and the National Records of Scotland for any documents they may have. Have you ever spoken with anyone, any type of CBT treatment, anyone
No.
you've ever provided in about your time in care?
No.
Right. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Right, so from this stage, what I'm going to do is we'll pass this on to our data subject access request team, okay?
Yes.
They will make all the relevant requests, but beforehand we will need the proof of addresses.
Yes.
Right, so I've got those signed documents, they've come in now, so that's great. We've got everything we need on file. Let me just make sure. Yeah, perfect. We've got everything we need on file, so I'll send that across to our team. I'll send you an email following this conversation, so you can respond to that email with pictures of the letters. You just need to make sure that we can see all four corners
yes.
of the letter. It's a clear image. We can see your name, address, and it's dated within 3 months. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Send that via email, or do you use WhatsApp?
I do use WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a WhatsApp number as well, so I'll give that to you, so you can send it, whichever's easiest. If it's easier
WhatsApp would be easier, aye.
Yeah, so it'll pop up when it comes in, I'll add that to your file. As soon as we've got all that information, we can make the relevant requests for all the institutions, and then it'll probably be a little while before you hear from us.
Yeah.
They have a statutory time frame of 30 days, but as you can imagine, some of this data is quite historical. Do some
yeah.
extensions. It can take a little bit longer, but rest assured, as soon as we have a substantive update, we'll be in touch straight away. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Can I just ask you, so
yeah.
see when you get my records, to see once this case is done, can I have the records?
Of course you can, yeah. I'll make a note on your file. We'll give you a copy of the records. That's absolutely fine.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, so is there anything I may have not explained good to you? Is anything you don't understand? Is anything further information you want at this stage?
No, Jamie, you're on the ball.
That's great to hear. Thank you very much, Ms. Rooney. Right, okay, so give me a couple of minutes, okay? I'll send you an email with all the information, get the free proofs of address sent across to us, and then I'll get it over to our data subject access request team, and then we'll get all that information in. Is that okay?
No bother. Thank you very much.
And if you need anything else in the interim, if something might pop into your head that you might not have remembered during the conversation, just give me a call or drop me an email and I'll get back on the phone, okay? We are going to be here throughout the entire time, so I'll call you, okay?
Okay, no bother, thank you.
All right, anytime at all, take care, Ms. Rooney.
Thank you too, bye-bye.